Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
The way things went last night at Rocket Arena. First of all, the Cavs played a road game yesterday. I mean, that's silly. Isn't that silly?
Silly.
I mean, if you're the Houston Rockets and you're playing in Rocket Arena, it's a home game, is it not?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Jeff, I didn't want to step on anything.
They walk into the building and their name's on it. Hey, look, it's our arena.
Mm. It's like me every time I walk into Baskin Robbins. I feel like I'm at home.
Exactly. Yeah. And you get free ice cream.
No.
And you don't.
Just the kids that would make fun of me.
Milkshake.
No, when the kids would make fun of me when I was a kid, they'd hey, Baskin Robbins.
So the Cavaliers last night.
You didn't even let me finish the story.
Cavs fall behind
early. I used to tell them they were banned. I go, you keep it up, you'll be banned from all of our stores.
They're down 33-19 in the first quarter. They're down big at halftime, 17 points. They were down by 22 points. And, you know, it's okay. Cavs are doing just fine. This is not a big thing, or is it? Okay? Let me just bounce this off you. If you've paid attention to the NBA at any point in your life, you know there are ebbs and flows in a game, and you know sometimes things that get you back in the game don't work, and you know that things that, you know, get you buried in a game, you got to change and everything else. Cavs were down by 22 points in the third quarter.
Okay.
And they come back. And they cut into it in a big way and have an absolutely great third quarter. And they outscore Houston 30-17 and get right back into the basketball game. And this is odd. Clearly they're a better team with Donovan Mitchell. Let's not even entertain that thought. This is silly.
Right.
But in the third quarter, they really played the bench, hammered the bench, and you know you don't want to fry your starters just in case. And one tactic you see coaches use all the time, let's go to a different group, let's get better energy, and then we'll bring the starters in to finish the game. See that all the time. In the third quarter, no Cavalier took more than 4 shots. You outscored them 30-17. Donovan Mitchell did not take a shot in the third quarter. And Evan Mobley had 8 points. He was 3 of 4 shooting. Lonzo Ball, 2 of 4, made all 3-pointers. Craig Porter was 3 of 4. He had 6 points. Team effort, team defense, great hustle brought them back in the game. Team. Team.
Team.
Team.
Team.
So you're in it, right, Andy?
You're in it, Jeff, because you're using the teamwork aspect.
You're using the teamwork. And then you get to the fourth quarter. And you changed completely what you were doing, which happens all the time in the NBA, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, hey, great job, bench guys. You got us back into it. Now we're going to go, and here come the stars, and look out. Except last night, this was weird to me because that unit was playing so well, those bench guys, with Lonzo and Evan. Evan's a starter, but Evan was out there for a good portion of that in the third quarter. And just Craig Porter Jr. did a really nice job. It was just a really good effort. And nobody even played 12 minutes or 10 minutes in that third quarter. I mean, they were throwing bodies at it. They had 8 different guys, and they all played a significant amount. You get to that fourth quarter, Cavs took 19 shots in the fourth quarter, 10 of them by Donovan Mitchell. And he was great. He was 7 of 10 in the fourth quarter, 3-6 on threes. He had a 19-point quarter, Andy.
Correct.
And the Cavs lost.
Yeah, I know.
They lost the quarter, and they lost the game. And I just sat there last night watching it and thinking, okay, I know he's great. Do you need hero ball here? Evan Mobley in the fourth quarter.
I hear you.
Excuse me, 19 points in the second half for Donovan Mitchell. And, well, they all came in the fourth quarter, come to think of it. Sorry. Evan Mobley took one shot in the fourth quarter. That's on his teammates. It's on him. Also on him.
Right.
He was out there for 9 minutes, but he took one shot.
Right.
Jared Allen was only out there for 435. He took one shot. Lonzo Ball, Craig Porter, Dean Wade. Dean Wade played 10 minutes and took one shot.
One shot?
Only two, like Eminem, only two Cavaliers took more than one shot in the fourth quarter. Ugh. DeAndre Hunter took four and Donovan took 10. And even though Donovan had an ungodly quarter, well, Houston said thank you. Houston in the fourth quarter had a real balanced attack. Aaron Holiday had 14 points off the bench. He took only five shots to do it. Şengün had 12 points in the quarter. He took only four shots to do it. And I just thought, this is how teams can get eliminated in the playoffs. When you forget you're a team and you just give it to your star player and as good as he is, you're not going to beat a good team. Donovan's not going to beat the Rockets by himself. Now, and it's just one game, and I don't want to overblow anything because I think I am. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
I just thought, stop it. Move the ball. Get some of the big guys involved. Let's go. And they lost the game.
Anything
to what I'm saying there?
Yeah, no, I see. You know, I'm going back, and I don't know if you read Cleveland.com had the whole column this morning about Kenny Atkinson's stunning admission exposes fundamental flaw in Cavs design. And we're not built that way. And talking about, you know, two big guys and, you know, not being able to match Houston's, you know, physicality and rebounding last night, it's just weird because they're a successful team that we saw the flaws, the playoff flaws that are sitting out there last year, and they were glaring. In fact, the last 2 years, and it just makes you go back and wonder, and is this enough to get as far as you want to go? And I don't think Cavs fans believe it is that. There's got to be a tweak. I don't know, it's got to be changed, Jeff, but it just feels like there's a tweak. And when you talk about Jared Allen in the fourth quarter, you talk about one shot. What did Mobley end up with? How many shots did you say?
One.
One. Like, you can't.
And Evan was out there for a long period of time. It's not just on Donovan being hero ball.
No.
Evan's got to be more forceful. But Dan was screaming about offensive rebounding. Evan had one offensive rebound last night. Jared Allen had two. Nobody had more than two.
How do you fix it, Jeff? You got to make a move, huh?
Well, that's your thought.
I'm asking because it's easy to say you got to make a move.
I'm not. You know what I think about the two big guys. I like them both.
I do too.
Let me say one thing here.
But if you're not going to play team basketball, Jeff, is it still, you know?
Well, now that's a real valid
question. That's my point. Like, I love watching big guys. I like the way, as we talked about it, the way they played in the third quarter yesterday, the ability to move the ball and get back into the game, bravo.
One thing that was a problem last night, Steven Adams, you know, should be in a pro wrestling ring.
Yeah.
He is big, he is strong, he is physical, and he's going to throw Jared Allen and Evan Mobley around.
And that happened.
Allen, he had 6 offensive rebounds, 11 rebounds total in the game. Şengün is a terrific big guy for them, and he did a nice job and scored like crazy. He's a more physical guy than either of our guys. But you don't necessarily, I don't think, have to out-physical guys that you know you're not going to out-physical. You got to out-quick those guys. You know, and Evan's just got to – I've been screaming since he got here that Evan needs to be the first or second best player on your team for you to do what you need to do as a team, which is get out of the second round of the playoffs. That's not just on the team. That's on Evan, too. It's time, Andy, that he steps up and becomes more forceful out there, and we've seen it at times. But I still think he takes a secondary role sometimes by himself, you know, not necessarily plan, but – And that was without Darius last night.
Right.
You know, if Darius comes back, there's another guy who's going to command the ball, which, again, goes back to one of my main thoughts about this whole thing. But I want to see Evan take that step. And it's not just on his team anymore. It's on Evan, too. And sometimes you see it. I mean, the guy was a defensive player of the year. He's terrific. I think he's a really good player. But I think we want him to be even better than that. And so I think he's just got to be a little more aggressive. And I think he can be. But again, it gets back to, is this whole team the right fit? But keep this in mind. Against a good Houston team, hero ball didn't work. And what do you see in the playoffs, Andy? Good teams.
And physical play.
Usually physical play.
Yep. So, so then it just goes back to where we are in the beginning. Like, do they need to make a move? And is it feels like they could beat 80% of the teams in the league.
But they're a great regular season team, and they're a great team. Period. They really are. I mean, they've got a really nice, I think, really nice starting five. I think their bench depth is fine. I'd like it to see it be a little more consistent. But I love the Alonzo Ball addition. I think he's great. Craig Porter Jr. I think has stepped up his game this year. I think he's making an impact when he comes into the game. I liked it when they brought in Thomas Bryant, and they haven't played Thomas very much. I just like having an extra big who's, you know, a physical guy who has some touch as well. Larry Nance, nice decision to get, to bring Larry in. He's not going to be a huge, huge stat sheet contributor, but he's a good player. He knows how to play. And Proctor looks okay so far. You know, so we'll see. But they've been dinged up with injuries. And it's just been it's not been the 15-0 start from last year. They're 10-6. That's just fine.
Yeah, and but with the injuries and stuff, you gotta
figure some things out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencias. Selección varía por lugar.